Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 3rd, the 21st of Shvat, and we are beginning the 23rd parak of Mesilas Yesharim. Derech Knias Hanava, the way to acquire Anava, the way to acquire humility. Shnayim Him Amargilim Asa Adam El Anava. There are two practices that accustom a person to Anava. Haregilus Vahahisbonen. Regilus, training, and hisbonen, contemplation. Regilus hushia adam margil atzmo ma'at ma'at beisnaig b'shiflus ala derech shezacharnu. Regilus, training, means that a person should gradually accustom himself to act humbly in the manner that we described in the previous chapter. What does that mean? B'shivas hamakomas hapchusim v'lalechas b'sof hachevra, sitting in inferior positions, walking in the back of a group, lilbosh beged snuim, wearing clothing that is respectable but isn't flashy. D'haynu mechubadim achlo mefo'arim, ki b'hisraglo b'derech hazeh tikanes v'savo ha'anava b'libo ma'at ma'at ad shetikva bo kavroi. When one accustoms himself to behaving in this way, humility will enter and settle into his heart little by little, until it is firmly established in him. It's the nature of the human heart to feel conceited and superior. He says, unless one utilizes the tactic through his outward actions, which are more readily in his control, to gradually integrate this quality of humility into his inner thoughts and feelings, which are less in his control, along the lines of Zrizus, which we described above. Now, the one difference is, he said in the last chapter, that this begins with contemplation, but then a person needs to take on outer practices of anava to help reinforce this contemplation and this inner hisponenus. So he says, after a person has thought deeply about what it means to be humble and why it's important to be humble, then he should take on these three practices: to try to sit in areas that are not so prominent, to be in the rear of a group, in the back of a group, not always be in the front, and to wear clothing that is respectable, but not something that it's too flashy or draws too much attention to himself. She calls her Nichlam b'Ma'amarim Zichronim Levracha La'olam Ya'adam Arum B'Yira Da'ayinu She'Vakesh Tachbulos Neged Atavan Tias Ad She'Yinatzchem. Chazal say in Brachas, a person should be resourceful in his pursuit of fear of Hashem. That means seek out strategies to use against the inertia of one's own nature and inclinations until he can conquer them. Acha Yisbones Hu Alinyanim Shonim. What does it mean, contemplation, Yisbonenus, when it comes to Anava? Anava really means knowing your place, and therefore you should contemplate the teaching of Akavyad ben Mahalalel in the Mishnah in Avos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Know from where you have come, from a putrid drop, and to where you are going, to a place of dust, worms, and maggots. And know before whom you are destined to give justification and reckoning for your deeds, before the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed is He. Ki be'emes kol elehem negdim l'gaiva v'osir mela anava. All these things are contrary to one's personal pride and assist in the acquisition of anava, for which he will now be explaining. Ki b'yosa adam istaka b'b'chisos chamar agrios haschalaso. When a person considers the lowliness of his own material composition and the inferiority of his origin, and lo tam li nasei klal, he has no reason to feel superior. Ela levo sheli kalem, to be embarrassed and ashamed. Halamaza doma leroa chazirim shegia limlo, to a roa chazirim, somebody who is a shepherd of swine who became king. Kol es asher yizkor yama v'rishon mi'efshar lo sheyizkaya. If he remembers his early days, it's impossible for him to feel gaiva, to feel arrogance and superiority. And if a person thinks about the fact that at the end of all of his greatness, no matter how superior he feels today, the end of a human being is to turn to dust, which is food for worms. His pride will be subdued, his tumultuous arrogance will be forgotten. Of what value is his good fortune if his greatness will end with humiliation and shame, and before whom you will give justification and reckoning? If you imagine your moment of reckoning when you enter the great court of the celestial hosts, If you imagine, you'll be standing there in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of Malachim, impure and soiled by virtue of your own actions. Hayarim Rosh, will you lift your head with pride? Will you feel superior? When they ask him, where's your confident mouth? Where's your pride and honor that you carried in your world? What will you answer? What will you respond to that rebuke? If you, a person, were to imagine this truth, even for one moment, with real and vivid imagery, all the pride, all the superiority would vanish and never return. We will stop here. Have a wonderful day, everyone.